I heard all the news, and gosh dang it, a little bit of good with what, 5 medalists up at Stapleton, but dang, a little bit of bad. I heard about Ambie's situation, her injury. Darn it, coach, that's, you hate to see any injury with any athlete, but especially what I heard with this one. Darn it, that's pretty tough, wasn't it?
It's a tough one to take, Rich. We all feel terrible for Ambie. Just a wrestler that, you know, puts a ton of work into wrestling. That's her passion. You know, her family is so supportive of her. It's heartbreaking to see something like that happen. We know it happens in athletics, unfortunately, and it got us on Saturday, so we're all taking it pretty tough.
So hopefully, you know, she'll, you know, not going to wrestle anymore this year. Didn't sound like rehab. Hey, get ready for spring sports, and she'll be ready to go. I guarantee you, again, hopefully down the line for more wrestling, won't she?
Oh, yes. I know she's got big plans to, you know, this will set her back for a little bit, but she's such a competitive, such a tough girl. It'll be on her mind to do nothing but get it rehabbed and get back and be as strong as ever.
Otherwise, you had a lot of the girls that went up to Stapleton, they picked up a medal, didn't they?
Yes, we wrestled well. We're getting better every time we get on the mat. We had Alexa Steinbeck finish second, and she's a girl that has really picked it up. She's very good at picking things up. She's coachable. She just needs the experience, but she wrestled really well to finish second. Peyton Cock is continuing on. She's record is 7-3 right now. She finished in her third place. Lost to a couple really good girls, one from Ainsworth who's 10-1 right now, and then a girl from Sydney who's 11-1. So nothing wrong with those losses right there. She's going to continue to have a good season. Kaylee Steinbeck finished in fourth place for her first medal of the year, and she's a girl that, again, she's young, a freshman, has never been on the mat, you know, until this year, so she's picking things up quick, and also, and we just got to get her more work in the practice room, and she's going to continue to get better.
And I'm sure you saw some really good competition at the Stapleton Invite, didn't you?
We did. We had Minden was there. They have some good wrestlers. North Platte girls has a team with some depth. Ogallala. We had Westholt come from up around the Atkinson area. They brought some good wrestlers. 25 teams total, I believe. And I think we rounded out the day in seventh place. So overall, not a bad day. We just it was just tough with Ambie, with losing her. So, but overall, a good day for the other girls. We're getting better.
Got a monster week coming up, Coach. What, you go Thursday, Friday, Saturday starting? Going to host your own invite at the high school gym. You got a lot of teams that are planning on coming for this one.
Yes, we joined up our girls wrestling with our JV boys tournament. I believe the last I looked, we were right at 17 teams coming, so there's going to be some depth there. So, yes, that's on Thursday, and then we'll head up head north to Valentine to wrestle Friday, Saturday this week.
Yeah, that's along with the boys. Both teams going to Valentine, and I'm sure, again, you'll face some new teams and some good competition there too, won't you?
Correct. We'll get out west, and we'll cover the wrestlers out that way, and this will be the first time we've joined up with the boys, so that'll be fun. They'll enjoy supporting each other and being able to watch each other during the day. So yeah, it should be a good weekend.